the road widening and the tarring works has all been finished over the last week or so, and predictions are that over the next two and a half weeks that the toilet block will be finished up and the tarring works and the car park will be finished up at Malinhead. So yeah, good news, and the pressure's on to get it finished up because there's a lot of traffic, there's a lot of people there at the minute, and quite high numbers, so the pressure's on to get it finished.
We understand that the road had been closed periodically there for a couple of days, but that has since reopened now full-time.
That's open now full-time, that's all finished. It's just some works to be done at the side of the road to tidy up the verges and stuff like that, but no, the road's open again, all ready to go. As I say, hopefully within 2 to 3 weeks' time we'll be have the work all finished and we'll be in a position then to start phase three, which is out to public consultation, starting hopefully to have meetings around the 20th of July, running on to mid to 10th September, and then to be having putting a plan in place for getting work started next year for phase three.
And just to remind listeners, what does phase three entail?
Well, phase three entails, I suppose, an open book at the minute, Catherine, where we'll be meeting with you know, concerned people with what they want to see from Malinhead, the local community development group, and the wider general public of Inishowen, to see what they would like to see in Malinhead, let it be visitor centre, let it be traffic management plans, all that kind of stuff that has to be taken into consideration now with the volume of traffic that's going to Malinhead, and how we can benefit and put Malinhead in a position that we can send people to other parts of Inishowen and Donegal, because that's where the numbers are coming to, and that's what we have to do now. That's how we can divide those people out all over Inishowen and benefit the hotels, the restaurants, the B&Bs, all those type of people. And that's what, at the end of the day, that's what tourism is about.